but rather the case is the Mesiach Lefei Tumai. We're talking about the Stam Mesiach Lefei Tumai. Stam, they're talking, telling over a story. When telling over a story, for that you believed. Ki ho, the Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Like Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel said, Ma'isa biyod mech, that happened a story once for the person. Show you Mesiach Lefei Tumai. He was Stam talking over, telling over a story. For Yomer, and he said like this about himself, that Zechurni, I remember, Kishani Tinik, when I was a young child, and I was like on the shoulders of my father. They took me out of my cheder, out of the yeshiva. They took off my clothing. And they put me into the mikvah. Because like Rashi says, most kids play with shrotzim. So most probably he tossed the sheretz that day, that is tummy. So they put him into the mikvah in order that he could eat truma at night time when it comes to Shemesh. And we had a look, if somebody comes Tamei, in order to be able to teach Truma, you have to go to the mikveh first, and he still has to wear Tehara Shemesh. For Rabbi Chiya Messiah, Rabbi Chiya ended off that the story was like this. He said, V'chaderi bedilim imeni, and my other friends had to stay away from me. For Yekarin Oisi, Yechanan Oichal Chalois, that my nickname then was Yechanan, a person that could eat Chalos. In other words, I was a Kayin. He's saying he still is a Kayin. But you should know I was a Kashra Kayin. This is the story he told over to his friend. And because of this, Rabbi believed him. Because that's the law of Mesiach Lefei Tumai, a person is believed. Rabbi believed him to say that he's a kosher kohen. See, also when Rabbi Chiya believed one brother from the other brother, it was only because of Mesiach Lefei Tumai. Yevaita. Tanya, we learn like this. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Reimer. Kishem she truma chazak lakuna. The same way if you see someone eating truma, that's a right to say that he's a kosher kohen. Is kach ma'aserishin chazak lakuna. The same way if you see someone eating ma'aserishin, that's also proof that he's a kosher kohen. Vaitov yachelag bebezdin ain't a chazaka. If bezdin gives out a chalukah, gives you truma, that's not a chazaka to say that you're a kohen. The Gemara soon asked the kash, like, why not? If Bezdin gives you truma, that's the biggest proof that you are a kohen. So we'll see later. Pakoponim, it says that what? That Ma'aser Rishon is a raya, a proof that you're a kohen. For the Gemara, Ma'aser Rishon the Levi who? What kind of proof is this? Ma'aser Rishon faket, we give to a Levi. So Gemara says, Reb Elazar ben Azariah. It goes like Reb Elazar ben Azariah, this braisa. The Tanya will learn like this. Truma la kohen, Ma'aser Rishon the Levi. Divrei Reb Akiva. Reb Akiva holds that true, everybody holds truma goes to a kohen only, not to a Levi. But a yod's ma'aserishin goes bedafka to a levi. That's what Rabbi Akiva holds. We have Loza ben Azayah Weimer, ma'aserishin af l'koyin. No, ma'aserishin can even go to a koyin. Lav dafka to a levi, even to a koyin. For the Umar, but still it's a kasha. But aim of the Umar, Rabbi Loza ben Azayah af l'koyin. When did Rabbi Loza ben Azayah say he just said also to a koyin? But l'koyin v'loy l'levi miyomar? Did he say only a koyin and not a levi? In other words, how could you say now that we see somebody eating Ma'aser Rishon, it's a proof that he's a Kohen? Maybe he's only a Levi? True, both could eat it, a Levi and a Kohen. But maybe he's only a Levi, not a Kohen. And the Gemara in, it still is true, it's good. V'al bosa de kantinu Ezra. According to the Blessed of Isaiah, Ezra made up a Knas, that what, that up until now, both could eat Ma'aser Rishon. His Knas was no, only Kohenim and not Leviim. So kids, after the Knas of Ezra, if you see somebody eating Ma'aser Rishon, that's a proof that he's a Kosher Kohen and not only a Levi. For the Gemara, but since there's no real Isser for a Levi to eat Ma'aser Rishon, it's only as a Knas. So therefore, l'chur revedilme ikri v'yoyvile, let's be afraid maybe somebody made a mistake or somebody gave it to him b'mezid. Like it's only a Knas, let's be afraid maybe somebody gave him Ma'aser Rishon to eat. And maybe really is only a Levi, and it happened that somebody gave him Ma'aser Rishon. So Mursa then a Chanami. The case that we're talking about is like this. Yes, Mursa Zomar Rav Chizmus, Rav Chizmus is like this. Hokav Amai Eskin, you know what we're talking about over here? To go in the Muchsak Lon, Biyavua Dai the Kain. What we're talking about over here is that we know that the father here is a Kain. The Muchsak Lon, Biyavua Dai Kainu. The Nofakole Koylo de Ben Yerusha Ben Chalutza. We know for sure the father was a Kain, so maybe we know for sure the son is also a Kain. The only question is that it came out the Koyl that the son is a Ben Yerusha Ben Chalutza, which means that the mother was a Gerusha. So therefore, if the Kohen married a Gerusha, the kid now is a Cholol. So the case was, so we don't know if the kid's a Cholol or not. That's our suffix here. V'cholkulei l'didei ma'iser bebeis agronis. Now the case is now, we saw somebody giving him ma'iser down by the fields. So the case is like this. Levi de lav Levihu. we know for sure he's not a Levi, because the father is not a Levi, the father is a Kohen. What's our whole suffix? That Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutzahu. That what the whole suffix is, that maybe the kid is a Cholol, because the mother was a Gerusha, and therefore the kid is a Postle Kohen, he can't eat Maiserishin. So it's like this. Loi mi boi laman diyomar. Maiserishin osa lazarim, do loi hevi yoivilei. Over here, this should be a proof to say for sure the kid is not a Cholol. Because according to the man diyom that holds Maiserishin, Azar is not allowed to eat it. If you hold the Zar is not allowed to eat Maiserishin, so then a Kohen that's a Cholol has a locha like a Zar, who's also not allowed to eat Maiserishin. So here, since we saw that they gave a Maiserishin to eat, that's a proof to say that he's not a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, that he's a kosher, a Kohen, he is not a Cholol. But the Chiddush is, Ela afilu l'man diyoma, Maiserishin mutal azarim, even according to man diyoma, that Maiserishin a Zar is allowed to eat Maiserishin, you're allowed to give it to a regular Zar, it has no kedusha. Hani mili lemispaklu. That means only he's allowed to eat from it. You're allowed to give him, let him eat from it. Avo b'toris chaluka lo yoyvele. For we are not allowed to give it to him a toras chaluka. You're not allowed to give him a toras chaluka to say that he could eat it. Because chaluka means that you go down to the fields, and by the fields the farmers give you a toras maiserishin. The chaluka is only done to a levi, to a real kohen, a kosher kohen, and not to a ben gerusha ben chalutza. That's why here it's a proof to say that he's not a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalitza. And the Gemara says, at the end of the Brisa before said was, that the HaChelik BeBezin Eina Chazaka. If Bezin themselves gives out the Truma, that's not a proof to say that he's a Kohen. For the Gemara, how could that be? I BeBezin LeHevi Chazaka, Hechi Yevi Chazaka. If in Bezin it's not called a good Chazaka from the fact that Bezin gives out the Truma, then where then will it be called a good Chazaka? Like Bezin Lechura knows the most. So how could it be that if Bezdin gives out the Truma, he's not called a Kohen? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Sheshes, Hochikom, this is what I meant to say, that HaChomlek Truma B'nichsa Yoviv, in the case, let's say, where the father died, and it's a Shalom now of a Yerusha, there are five sons there. So, Im Ochir B'Bezdin, if they go to Bezdin, and all five sons come together to make a Chaluka, so Ein HaChazaka, in such a case, let's say there's 100 bushels of Truma left over. So Bezdin says, listen, there are five sons here. Each one gets 20 bushels. So this case, if we have a Kohel, that one son was born from the mother that was a Gerusha, so we don't know if he's a Kosher or Kohen or not. So here, from the fact that Bezdin gives him a Yerusha, is no proof to say that he's a Kosher or Kohen, like we'll soon explain. So Mura says, pshit, of course. So why should it be a right that he's a Kosher or Kohen? Bezdin is not giving him new Truma. Bezdin is only taking the Yerusha that the father had and giving it to the son. That's Pteros Yerusha. So there's no proof here that he's a Kohen. So Gemara says, yes, now the time I would have thought, Midahanech liyachilo is hainami liyachilo, since by the other brothers were given the other brothers the right to eat it. In other words, the other four brothers, there was no suffix, they are not the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Their mother for sure was a Kosher. So therefore, the first four brothers are allowed to eat the Truma they're getting. So I would have thought to say that this fifth brother, when Bezdin gives them all the Truma, all of them is allowed to eat the Truma. So Saraya Bezdin, like he's saying, that he's a Kosher Kohen. Kamash Mullah, no. Tadhanach Liachila, Hai Lizvuni. It could be the first four sons that have had the Kosher, Bezdin gives them Truma, they're allowed to eat it. But the fifth son, that he's not, maybe Taki is a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, maybe he's a Chol, he's not allowed to eat the Truma. So for him, it's only Lizvuni. Bezdin said, listen, you're a son, you have a right to Yashin your father, but the Yerusha that you get from your father, it's a Mamnes Dekalocha, you own it. What do you have to do with it now? You have to sell it, but you're not allowed to eat it because you maybe are a Chol, maybe you're a Chol, and the Chol is also a Truma. So that's what it means to say, Acherlich to Bezdin, if Bezdin gives you Truma, the Torah of Yerusha, is Eina Chazaka, that's not a proof to say that you're a Kosher Kohen. Then the Mishnah says, Reb Yudu Reime Ein Mal Nukun Api Edechot. Reb Yudu Shita is, if you only have one Edechot to say somebody's a Kohen, that's not enough. For the Gemara, Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel, Heinu Reb Leza. The Chur, both of them are both saying the same thing. Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel says, we believe in Edechot. And Huadin Reb Leza says, we believe in Edechot. So what's the chilek? In other words, like Rashi says, in the Mishnah Reb Leza says, that if there's Oirim, if people are arguing, then we don't believe in Eidechot. But when nobody's arguing to say the person is not a Kohen, then we believe in Eidechot. So Rashi says, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel won't argue on that. He also agrees that if we have two Eidim saying that he's a Postle person, you don't believe in Eidechot. So they're both talking about when nobody is arguing, you believe in Eidechot, so they're both saying the same thing.
So Mor says, maybe you want to tell me, Iruchad Ikebenayu, the Nafkumina is, let's say one aid comes and tells us that he's a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. He's a Pasla Kain. And then another aid says that he's kosher. Do you believe the second aid or not? The Reb Lezer, Sova maybe, Iruchad is also called an Iru. That's what Reb Lezer holds. Therefore, when one aid says that he's Pasla, we do not believe another aid that says that he's kosher. Because like Chad against Chad, we don't believe him. Reb Shimon Gamliel Sova, no, I'll tell you, Irutrei, that one means nothing. To make a complaint about Kuna, you have to have a dafka to aid him. Therefore, when one says that he's no good, that means nothing. Therefore, we believe in Eidecha to say that he's kosher. For the Gemara, no, that can't be. Omer Reb Yechanan said that Divri Akul, everybody agrees, a Nira Porkos Mishnayim. When you want to make a psul, a Nira upon somebody, you have to have two aid him to make the Nira. One Eidecha is not enough. For Din of Yuchsan by place, Eidecha is not Neman. See, for sure, Ira means two. See, if you have two people saying that it's possible, nobody would hold that one aid is kosher. So, Elamah, if you say one aid is kosher, it has to be b'mokim, there's no error. So, if there's no error, no complaints, the Chura of Shimon Gamliel and Reb Lezer are both saying the same thing in the Mishnah. What's the machlokes between both of them? So, Gemara says, Elohocha, b'mayaskin, here, what we're talking about is, the muchsad lon b'yavu, the high de kainu. We had a chazaka, we knew the father of this person was a kain. Salpi Parshas, the kid is also a kosher kain. But what happened was, it came out of Kerla rumor that people started to spread to talk about this person. You should know, he's a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. He's a Cholol, he's not allowed to eat shum, he can't do the Avodah. And therefore, Bezdin took him off his position until we check out the Dovah to see if it's true or not. A Kerla rumor makes it that we have a doubt, we have a suffering, and therefore we'll stop. We won't let him do the Avodah, he can't eat shum until we check it out. What happened then was, one Eidechot came and told us, I know for sure he's a kosher kain. So since there was only a curl that made it possible, an Eidechot is Neman.